Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, where we're spilling the tea on self-love, empowerment, and all things fabulous for our fabulous ladies out there. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some glitter on your self-care journey. So whether you're a boss bitch, a go-getter, a mom who's killing it, or just a girl who's vibing with life, this podcast is your weekly dose of empowerment served with a side of sass and a sprinkle of sparkle. Ladies, we're not just about self-care. We're about self-elevation, always reminding you that it's okay to be extra, and it's what makes you uniquely you. So grab your favorite drink, kick back, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Tune in every week for a dose of fabulousness, because guess what, lovely? You're worth it. And this is Neo Self-Care, where being yourself is the ultimate act of self-love. Stay fabulous, stay fierce, and always remember to love yourself, because you, my love, are absolutely fabulous. Now let's dive into today's episode. Ladies, 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 welcome in, welcome in. Let me just say, it is almost 2024, and I don't know about you guys, but I am 100% here for the level upness, okay? Now, I know that there's something about the end of the year that makes everybody want to get in glow up season and want to make everybody go ahead and alter things and change things and fix whatever they need to fix, and I get that. I get it. But I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling something way different coming around this time. And I feel like it's not just about like the typical glow up, like, oh, let me get in shape and let me, you know, start making little mental plans. Like, I just want to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to wait to 2024. I want to do it now. I mean, to be real, I've already started doing it now. But there is this level of just not giving a damn about anything anymore that I have found to be so freeing and so inspiring. And I feel like that's what we're going to talk about today. It's just the art, or the subtle art, of just not giving a damn about anything and not having any opinions about what anyone thinks about you or how they view you or whatever. You know, having a little bit of caringness is okay, right? Because you want to hold yourself up to a certain level and a certain standard. And so while you should care how people view you, not as much. You know, it really depends. Like, if you are like a content creator, influencer, of course you have to care what your followers think or those who watch you think, right? Like, you have to care to an extent. But the art of not caring about anybody else who is not putting money in your pockets, who is not making, you know, the world evolve for you, like, it's just that whole not caring thing. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. I have been going through so many changes in my personal life. You guys know, like, I get on here, I start talking, then I stop, then I start, then I stop. I have been going through so many shifts and changes, and I'll be real, it's probably because now, like, the home I live in, the numbers add up to a 5, and 5's all about changes. And I knew the minute that I signed this lease that change was going to be flowing in and around my life, and I feel like that's really what it is. But the thing is, the change that I've been feeling has been so key and so beneficial for me that I don't want to stop. Like, I don't want to stop, and I feel like I shouldn't stop, you know? But going into 2024, with it about to be December, or it will be December when this is out there, it's just, there's something in the air, there's something in the energy where I'm just like, yo, like, let's not care about anything and let's just do everything that we said we were gonna do, because why not? Do you know what I mean? So that's what we're gonna be talking about today, really just not caring, why you shouldn't care, how to not care, and how to take all that channel energy that you once felt from other people and pour into yourself to make yourself the best possible version. So that is what today is going to be talking about, you guys. I'm just going to give a little backstory on me for anybody who's new tuning in, or for those who just want a little catch-up regimen going on right now. As you guys know, I am Vashti Maya. I know some of you guys follow me on TikTok at AmerylXTarot. The name is soon to be changing in 2024. But you know what I do is really just speak and preach and teach self-love and self-care and everything of that nature, right? That's who I am. That's what I'm about. So with that being said, I have been going through my own things, and I'm a strong believer that, you know, you got to get yourself together first. And then after you get yourself together, then when you've gone through the trials and tribulations and you know what works and doesn't work, then you are better equipped to help other people deal with those same type of challenges. Do you know what I mean? So that's kind of what I've been going through. I did just graduate and get my bachelor's degree, so I'm really excited about that. I have a bachelor's in psychology now. I'm super excited about that. I'm starting my graduate program in March. Super excited about that too. We're just a psychology girl here. You know what I mean? It's all about the mind and how to become more of your best version. That's all I'm about, like mental health and becoming more of your best self. Like, so I'm really excited about those changes that have come into my life. Like you guys know, I am going through a separation right now. So, you know, there's an adjustment there. I'm also a mother. So I got like, there's a lot of stuff going on with me. I am currently employed with the state of New Jersey. So there's that. So there's just a lot. There's a whole lot going on with me, right? And I feel like that because of the things that I'm currently going through and the things that I have gone through, I do feel that I'm a bit equipped to be able to talk to other people about why they should or shouldn't care. You know what I mean? About what other people think. I feel like that I am one of the best equipped because I am a person who was always down for like that people pleasing life and, oh, I don't want them to be mad at me, so let me do this, even though my mind is telling me to do that, even though I feel called to do something different, but I don't want them to look at me as if I'm not listening. I want them to, you know, look at me as being a good girl. And let's just be real. Like, you know, these things happen where you're just in this period of like, please, 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 other people, not realizing that you putting yourself on a back burner is causing more of like a disharmony than you could even fathom, just to be honest, because then you start, you know, you keep feeding those subconscious thoughts and subconscious beliefs, and then your body starts not listening to you, because why should it listen to you if you don't listen to it? And it's just a whole chain of events that just, you know, like shit hits the fan, just to be real. So anyways, I could start talking about that all day, but let me get a little organized for you guys, okay? So like I said, I want to talk about the art of really just not giving a damn, right? Some people be like, not giving a fuck, like whatever you want to call it. I'm not big on profanity, even though sometimes it does slip out, but I want to talk about that because it is important, right? The only person that really should have say so and care enough about you and what you're doing and what you're not doing and how you're doing it and why you're doing it is yourself. That's it. You don't owe nobody else in this life reasoning for why you did something. Now, if you're a parent, obviously to an extent, that's different. If you only have $10 left and it's either, you know, if you're not breastfeeding, buy your child some formula or go use that $10 to buy you some Chipotle. I mean, like, come on, that's common sense, but we're all, you know, mature ladies here. I'm not talking to no little girls or anything like that. We're all on the same frequency, the same vibration. So, I mean, like, read between the lines, okay? But you don't owe nobody an explanation for why you're doing something that feels good to you. Nobody at all. Number one, they're not paying your bills. Number two, they're not paying your bills. Number three, they're not paying your bills. And number four, they're not keeping you alive, period. And that's really it. I mean, to be real, we could just stop it right there. But I know I gotta go a little more because there's really some people who are strongly conditioned. I was strongly conditioned. And it's not just that simple to have the conversation one time. Sometimes you gotta look at yourself in the mirror and be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is this? Why do I find the need to constantly seek approval and validation from parents, from siblings, from friends, from strangers, from men, from women? Like, for what? What is it? What is it that you're truly searching for when you try to get these things from other people? And is it not feasible? Is it not possible for you to receive these things from yourself? Sometimes you just gotta get real, real with yourself. Like, you do. And I know it's an uncomfortable position slash conversation to have with yourself, because you don't want to be like, you don't want to feel like, oh, well, I don't trust myself, I got it all together. Everyone wants to hold themselves together knowing that they're just like broken pieces of a mirror. And it's like, how about we just like build a whole new mirror? Like, instead of trying to take the little pieces and create, how about you just recreate? How about you just re-become? How about you start working there? But you shouldn't be looking for validation from other people. The only person that should ever validate you is you. Because the only person who goes out in this world with you is you. Even if you do go at the same time as somebody else, you're not going to see them when you transition, because it's you. And the only person that you have to blame for why you didn't do the things that you wanted to when you get old and feeble, when you're like 100 and something years old, rather you're young or old because you don't take care of your body, whatever. Like, when you're on that last breath, the only person you have to blame for why you didn't do something that you should and would and could have done is yourself. It's not gonna be, oh, well, I didn't do that because someone said that I could. No, it's you, because you chose to take somebody else's opinions, someone else's thoughts, someone else's perspective, and you chose to stamp that approval on your life. You did, no one else. So the thing about life is, you only have control over yourself, meaning that only you have the power to control what it is that you do want and don't want to do. If you don't do something, people are gonna talk. If you do something, people are gonna talk. People are gonna talk regardless. You cannot control other people, but you can control yourself. But sometimes, you guys, sometimes we, especially as women, have this tendency to kind of just push back what it is that we want to do because we're looking at somebody else and how they would view us. And it's like we care more about the views of other people than we do about the view of ourselves, when it's ourselves, it's us. So you have to get out of this mindset of, I can't do this because that person's gonna say that. Let them say it. You cannot control it. You can be a good little girl all that you want. And the minute that you don't do one thing, people will treat you and act like you never did everything else that they said. You cannot please other people. The only person you can please is yourself, because it's this level of understanding that I did this for me. I did this because I wanted to, and I feel good about it. And even if I do good so far and then mess up down the line, I know that I have that relationship with myself that I'm not going to act like nothing else works. I'm going to show myself grace because it's me. But you can't be in this good girl mentality of, I got to be a good girl. I want the praise. Oh, good little girl. Yes, you listen to me. You're so good. That's such a good girl. No, like, get out of that. Get out of that energy. Like, don't do that, because it is so crippling to who you are, your very essence. It is crippling, super crippling. And the only person who ends up regretting it down the line is, guess who? You. That's it. So do it. Just do. D-O, do. Do whatever it is that you want to do. And to be real, to be real honest, you find more enjoyment anyway. Even if it was the wrong decision, guess who determined it was wrong? You. Guess who determines if it was right? You. Guess who learns the lesson if there's a lesson to be learned? You. Guess who has fun in a moment if it was something fun? You. You are the person experiencing. And the more that you're able to release the thoughts and opinions of other people, the more free your life becomes, because you start to live your life for yourself and you start to step into your purpose and you start to be aligned with who it was when you first came here, before people start telling you that who you were was wrong. It's a new form of freedom that you should want to be a part of, that you should want to deal with, because it's so uniquely tailored for you. But it first starts with you not caring about other people. People will tell you all the time, if let's say you have like this plan of, you know what, I'm gonna use myself because I like to talk about myself to let you guys know I've been through some shit. Like, I really have. I remember being in fourth grade and I remember my mom asking me what I wanted to do with my life. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, oh, I want to be a singer. And she was like, that's not realistic. Plus, your sister sings better than you. And that shit was crippling to me for years. For years. It was crippling to me. And rather or not, still to this day, if I wanted to pursue that career, at 9 years old or 10 years old, however old I was in fourth grade, like, I mean, obviously I was a child, but someone should have told me, or what I would tell my younger self is, you're taking this thing from somebody who's not living out their dream. So of course they're going to tell you that George is unrealistic. And that's not maybe coming from nobody, because I love my mom, I appreciate her, but she's taught me some great lessons in life, just like a lot of other people who's came into my life, just like I probably taught other people lessons, you know? But the thing is, the people who tell you the most that you can't do something are the people who are not doing it themselves, and not doing it themselves like that's what they want to do, but look at how they're living. Look at how they're living. Nine times out of 10, they're complaining about having not enough money. They're complaining about how they're not happy. They're complaining about other people. They're talking about somebody else's lives. Meanwhile, their lives are not even together. And these are the same people whose opinions you are valuing. Someone will tell you quick to stay in a relationship with somebody who's abusive because they're not going through it. Oh, but he seems like a nice person. Oh, she seems so nice. They're not living through it. But yet you allow people to tell you what feels right to you, what should feel right to you. You allow people to tell you what it is that you should be doing, even when you know that you're like the way you feel is not it. You know that you probably don't feel in love with somebody anymore, but you got all these people telling you, you gotta work it out. You gotta stay together. You gotta do... Why? Those would be the same people who's going through stuff in their marriage, in their relationship, and they got a whole fucked up system when it comes to love. But they'll be so quick to tell you what you should and shouldn't do. And even if they're quiet about it to you, you hear it come back because they talk and bicker amongst themselves. Like, yo, for real, you gotta let people, like, first of all, you gotta be quiet about things that go on in your life, but you just gotta let people go on and not care. Because the fastest way to get fucked up is to take somebody else's advice about your life and what you should do when you're the one who's in it. And that's just real. And I'm not coming here to like yell at you guys today, but I was just like really thinking, and I was like, yo, like 2024, we ain't doing this shit. Right now, we're not doing this no more. Like, we're not doing it at all. And it's so crazy because the minute that you stop caring about what other people think, and the minute that you start being a free thinker, and the minute that you just start doing what's best for you, then you have all the people coming out of nowhere like, oh, she thinks she's too good for this person. Oh, she's this, she has this going on. Oh, I'm glad you see it. I don't care that you see it, but I'm glad you see it because I'm not holding back anymore. And that's the type of attitude that you have to have with people sometimes. Because like I said, you cannot control other people. They are going to talk about you regardless. The only things you can control is what you deem possible for your life and what you want for your life, period. And so as we go into 2024, I implore you all to have a I only care about myself attitude. Because if you only care about yourself, it means that you're only doing what's necessary for yourself. You're only taking the steps in your life that feel good to you. And then therefore you become self-assured. You become self-conceptualized. You become in this bubble of self-love and you start to thrive. And as you start to thrive, what happens? Like attracts like. Energy attracts energy. So now you're in this very thriveful, I don't even know that's a word, but we're making it a word. You're in this thriveful energy, which is therefore allowing you to perform as your best self for other people. So maybe you start to give more. Maybe you start to, rather it's like giving like actual physical things, or maybe it's just a smile, or maybe it's a positive thought, but now you're transmuting and immediate like energy out there in the world, and now you're allowing that to double into something, and now there's a whole bunch of high frequencies around you, and now things are happening for you, you know, because you're living in alignment, you're living with what feels good. You're doing what feels good. And maybe that's what was always needed in the world. You, who you actually are. Without somebody telling you that it's okay for you to be or to not be that way. And so 2024, now under 2024, we're not holding back on that anymore. We're doing what feels good to us. We're doing what feels good to us. Now, I'm real big on, you know, like, however you feel in your body, feel that way about your body, whatever. Like, I only know what feels good to me. I can only speak about what feels good to me. But I want to just throw a disclaimer in there to say, when I talk and when you guys hear me talk, it is literally based up off my own perspective, clearly. It is literally based up off of what I want and for anyone who is also on that same vibration as me. So if you don't necessarily agree with what I'm about to say, that's totally fine. Again, do what feels good to you. But I'm going to talk about it because this is my channel. This is my show. So I am going to talk about what I want to talk about. And one of the biggest things that have been a constant hurdle for me that I am not giving a fuck about anymore when it comes to doing what's best for me is my body type, period. Because let me tell y'all something. I was at a point where I felt my best, I looked my best, I was very healthy and felt so good, so sexy, so confident, so about and sure of myself that I had people telling me, oh, you look sick, you're so skinny, you're this, you're that. And the crazy thing is, these things were given to me and placed on me by people who were not fit, people who were not smaller, people who had been working to get small but never had the discipline like I had to make themselves smaller. But I took all that and I internalized that to, oh, I'm too small. Oh, I'm the wrong size. Oh, I need to gain weight, which I did. Which I sit here now looking at myself like, what the actual fuck, Vashti? Like, you have people who have been trying to lose weight for 10 plus years telling you that you're too small. Meanwhile, they're still out here trying to lose some fucking weight. And excuse my language, you guys, like I said, but I get passionate about what I talk about at times. But sometimes you have to really conceptualize shit like that and be like, are you fucking kidding me? And so one thing for me that I'm doing going 2024 is I am going to have my body however the fuck I want it. And I don't care about what anybody says. Oh, you're too small. Oh, well, you're too big. Like, we can just we can go back and forth like that because I don't care. Don't bring it to me. And you shouldn't allow people to bring it to you, because 9 times out of 10, you change your appearance. You do this, you do that because people make you feel bad about what you look like. Start not caring. Go for what you want. Me personally, I like when I'm small. I like when I'm fit. I wear very petite clothes when I'm in shape in the way that I like. And that's what I want. I have a whole freaking wardrobe in my closet right now that I cannot fit because I allow somebody to teach me that something was wrong with my small and petite body because they were used to seeing me large and sick and obese and couldn't take the fact that I was small and fit and healthy. I'm not doing that shit no more. I'm not doing it no more. I'm not. And if you are anything like me with anything in your life, it doesn't even have to be health, but with anything in your life, I implore you to do what feels right for you and silence all the other noise. Because they will find you. And people, for some reason, I don't know why it is. But when you're large and hefty, nobody wanna say anything. But the minute that you look good and your confidence is skyrocketing and you feel like you are all of that because you feel it, because you know when you look good, you feel good and everyone can just tell that you were dripping in confidence. The minute that happens, now here comes the talkers. Now here comes the words and the unsolicited advice. Now here comes all that shit. Silence. Just silence all that. The subtle art of not giving a damn about what anybody has to say. If you're not hurting someone physically, if you're not harming yourself, it should be fine. When you were in the business of your own, it should be fine. It should be fine. It should be fine. But people are so quick to want to tell you that it's not fine. People are so quick to want to tell you, oh, well, I think that you're... That's great. Think it to yourself. I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it these days, you know? I don't want to hear it. I have been so... I have been so focused on being in this intentional space of everything beautiful and everything high vibrational and everything elegant and everything sexy and everything confident, because that's what feels good for me. That's what feels good to me. That I have literally stopped talking to so many people, family, friends, and everybody in between. Okay, because I have learned that my best version, who I truly am, who I have been, and who I am still becoming, does better when I do not allow myself to even entertain any bit of energy that is opposite of what I want for myself. And if you don't have the stomach or the voice to tell somebody, hey, I love you, but I don't want to talk about this. It doesn't make me feel good. I don't like the way it makes me feel, but we could definitely talk about something else. If you don't have this voice or stomach to say that, then just don't answer the phone. But all I'm saying is that, like, you just gotta be so intentional. I'm telling y'all, it is such a beauty. It is such a fascinating thing for you to just be in your own space and be okay with it and, you know, be functioning your best. Like, it is so important. It is so important. And I think that, like, you get more backlash than praise for it, which is crazy because, like, what? Like, what? Like, why would you get backlash? Why? Why? For being yourself. And it's because other people are too afraid to be themselves. And so they get intimidated by somebody who's different. See, people don't like different all the time because they don't understand it, and it's intimidation. And sometimes you have to realize that your own family, your own friends can be intimidated by you. And that's okay. That's okay. Because you will find your vibe, you will find your tribe, and any friend can be replaced. And if they're intimidated by your success, by your looks, by your anything, they're not a friend in the first place. And if they're family, you get to choose how close you want them and how close you don't. It's your choice. Everything is your choice. And that's the beauty of life, that you get to choose. That is the whole free will that people are talking about. You know what I mean? Like that, like, I'm just saying, it's your choice. It is your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. And that is the fascinating, magnificent, amazing, fantabulous, beautiful thing about life, is that you get to choose. You get to choose if you care or not. You get to choose if you want it to matter to you or not. You get to choose who you want to be in your life or not. You get to choose. You never lose when you realize you get to choose. You never do. I'm just saying, you never do. And so, like I said, 2024, please get in this mindset, because this topic just opens the doors for so many other things. Yes, about yourself, and the biggest thing is about your self-concept, just to call it what it is. But then it opens the door for, you know, what you settle for in life, dating, friendships, what you're eating, everything, what feels good to you. Really taking the time out to say, let me actually see how this makes me feel. And then I'll go with it, right? Now, it's easy sometimes to say that, because I don't know if you guys are into human design, but for me personally, I know that my whole thing is waiting to respond. But feeling your way, you can tell when sometimes I feel good, right? Because we have all gotten the phone before, talking to somebody, and you're like, oh my God, I just wish this phone call was over. I don't really want to talk to you. This is annoying. This is boring. You know, because you feel it. Versus when you're talking to somebody and you're energized by that conversation, you have more to add to that conversation. There's a difference. Just like when you get up to go to work, sometimes you're just like, man, I do not want to go to work. This is boring. I don't want to do this. Versus when you get excited and you're energized about going to work, right? So I'm just saying, there's differences. You can tell how you feel about something. You can. And all I'm just saying is, like, stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And the thing that you need to stand for is yourself. You need to stand up for yourself, or you will fall for everybody else. And we're not in the business of doing that anymore. We are not in the business of doing that anymore. That stops at the door. D in December stands for door. That's it. That is it. It stands for dismember all the thoughts people were giving us this December. Like, no, that's it. That's it. It's just about change and welcome the change. Welcome the growth. Welcome the substance. Welcome your life being in full effect by your hands. Bring forth the change, because why not? Why not? We know what everything else is. We know what everything else feels like. We know what everything else is. We don't have time for that. Only thing that we have time for going forward is ourselves, period. Because as we make time for ourselves, we therefore start attracting. When you're chasing the approval of other people, you never get it. It just keeps running and running and running and running and running. You know what I mean? What is the term? I don't chase, I attract, simply. What's meant for me will always will be, period. I don't chase, I don't attract. I don't chase, I attract. I don't chase, I attract. What's meant for me will always find me. I don't chase, I attract. Say that over and over to yourself. Don't chase the validation approval of other people. Attract your own validation by doing what feels right for you. Living in your highest truth. Living in your highest timeline. Living in the vibrational frequency and the vibrational energy and a vibrational energetic portal that feels good to you, because it is your life. People say, be delusional. If that worked for you, do it. You know what I mean? Whatever makes you feel good. Whatever makes you feel good. If you're not harming yourself or others, whatever makes you feel good. And I know that us being humans is naturally flawed, and I get that. But as long as you're doing something day by day by day by day by day that's getting you to where it is that you want to be, you'll be fine, honey. You'll be fine. You'll be okay. But it starts with you actually taking hold of that. In making the conscious effort, the conscious decision to implement that change. That's where it starts. It starts with you. Period. Okay? Like, that's it. And I know it sounds like I was talking at y'all, but I'm talking with you, because I sound like I'm talking at y'all because I'm talking at myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, we are all here together, y'all, like, for real, for real. And there is, like, you'll be surprised what you're going through that somebody else is going through, that somebody else is going through, that somebody else is going through. And so all I can do is just talk. All I can do is just listen. And all I can do is just tell my story and hear the feedback that you guys give me and what you want me to hit on and the questions that you have. And I'm like, ooh, girl, I'm going through this too. Come on. Let's talk about it as a unit together, collectively, because you're not the only one. And what I haven't gone through, somebody else has gone through, and they can help. And what you haven't gone through, somebody else can go through, and they can help. And what I haven't gone through, you may have gone through, and you can help. Each one teach one. That is the whole collective thing that we should have going on, like, for real, for real. Each one teach one how to be their highest self. Each one teach one how to be their greatest version. Period. Unapologetically. So, like I said, my loves, I hope that you don't think I was yelling at you, but maybe y'all need some tough love. I'm just gonna call it what it is. Maybe. But I just want to be real, because this is something that's super important to me. This is something I've been going through really my entire, like, childhood, period. Like, I don't know what child doesn't it, or, you know, I know some kids don't, but I've definitely gone through that in my childhood, definitely my teenage years, definitely throughout my entire 20s, from 20 to 29, abso-fucking-lutely. And it was really when I turned 30 that I was like, fuck this shit, like, I'm not doing this no more. And even though I made the decision to not do it anymore, it was still hit here and there, you know what I mean? But I really started to get, like, I really started to really build my foundation over, like, the minute that I was about to turn 30, like, I was like, I'm shaking this the fuck up. And there's been, you know, we're human, we fall down, and we'll kind of be on that high, like, yes, I'm doing whatever I want, yes, it feels good. And then, like, months later, a year later, we're like, oh shit, like, what? How do I get back to where I was? And that's okay, because that's part of the human experience. But that's why we need a strong foundation. That's why we need accountability partners. That's why we need all that stuff. That's why I'm here for you. I'm here for you for that reason, you know? So I am literally, like, on this energy today through the rest of my life, because why not? Why the fuck not? and excuse my language, I swear y'all don't cuss that much. You guys know, you heard me listen before, but I just feel so passionate about it. And it's just like, oh, my masculine energy wants to come out so bad. And I'm like, no, girl, like, chill. Like, they're not ready for that. My Mars is in Aries, so there's that. But still, like, I hope you guys really understood what I was saying today. I hope I was able to wake someone the fuck up, or, you know, wake somebody the heck up, where you're just like, yes, Vashti, I got it. Thank you, girl. And I would be like, you welcome, girl. That's what I'm here for. So yeah, that's it. That's it, y'all. That's all I got today. For real. But I love each and every one of you, and I will see y'all on the next episode of Neo Self Care. I appreciate you guys so much, and I appreciate you constantly supporting me like you always do. Please remember to follow my YouTube channel and my Instagram, vashti.maya, vashti.maa. I love you guys. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your December and an incredible start to your new year. And that's a wrap for today's Neo Self-Care Adventure, my fabulous friends. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of self-love, empowerment, and all-around fabulousness. Remember, you are a force to be reckoned with, and your sparkle is unmatched. Keep slaying, keep shining, and most importantly, keep being unapologetically you. If you loved what you heard today, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share the love with your fellow goddesses. Let's spread the Neo Self-Care magic far and wide. Until next time, my darlings, remember, your strength is limitless, your beauty is boundless, and your self-love journey is ever evolving. Keep blooming, keep thriving, and keep being the phenomenal soul that you are. This is Vashti Maya, your self-care confidant, signing off. Stay fabulous, stay fierce, and always keep it Neo. Catch you on the flip side, my loves.